Of course, the next word we're going to trip over is commitment. Because without an ongoing and definite and intentional commitment, you're not going to last a day, really. So the whole thing leads you to the place where you've got to sit down and think, just how much of God do I really want? Do I want to be on the fringes of Christianity because it suits me and I've got more than one foot in the world and just a little toe in heaven? Your salvation is not in question. We've gone through that often enough. This now is the communion with God that you're wanting to walk towards. This is what he wants. He wants consummation of this relationship. He wants the two to become one. But that doesn't happen instantaneously. We're not in an instant society with God. We don't pour hot water on and stir and get what we're looking for. He thinks, as you remember, camel, not concord. So this whole thing is going to cause you to sit down and count the cost. Because maybe the way that you run your life is going to have to change dramatically. What you do with your time is going to change dramatically. We think about tithing, you know, as just only money. But unfortunately, we tithe our time as well. Lord, Sunday morning's yours, and that's it for the week. You've had your 10%. A lot of us are just 10% Christians, aren't we, really? You'll listen to this on the hoof and you'll think, that's a good message. Mm-hmm. And then on your way you go and wait for the next one the following day. And nothing actually gets worked out in your life. Don't be hard on me, Beryl. Sweetheart, you need someone to be hard on you if you're going to go from being a babe without speech, a nepios, to a huios, a fully mature son. But it's up to you. God's not going to love you any the less, and neither am I. But part of my calling is to bring people into maturity. And it comes the time when the rubber hits the road for them. And I become a sergeant major rather more than a mum. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to stay on the fringes? Or are you going to go to him and say, it's all or nothing, Lord. I only get one shot at this. And I want to be with you in glory and see you in your glory. That's what I'm after. Match his intentionality for you with yours for him. New year, new start, give it a go.